Good Numbers, chapter number 10 this morning. Numbers chapter number 10, I feel an urgency just to jump right on into the message this morning. We're going to let the ladies do the Father's Day thing here in just a few minutes at the end of the service. I'm going to change it up just a little bit and Sam's going to do the Father's Day gifts at the end of the service. I don't know, I just had a great burden to jump on into the message this morning. I don't know, God's given us this burden this morning as we begin to look at this. And early this morning, God woke us up and with His thought on our hearts and on our minds. And I just want to try to mind the Lord always. And I want to say this before I even get into the message this morning. If you feel a tug from the Holy Ghost this morning, please don't wait till the end of the service. Come get in this altar, okay? Just go ahead and just come get in the altar and get it set up, okay? Get it fixed up, amen? So I would beg you this morning, just come get in the altar when the Lord tells you to, okay? So I did feel like we need to mention that. But Numbers chapter number 10, and I'm going to read 10 verses here and as we look at this. But I'm going to take our text in verse number 8 this morning as we look down through this and thinking about Father's Day. And I want to say this to the fathers, and we're going to focus on the fathers today, okay? But I want to say this also to the ladies this morning that the ladies ain't going to be left out, amen? So I believe we all have a duty. We all have a responsibility to train these kids and to bring our young'uns up in the right way. We're supposed to, amen? Bible says train them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, amen? He also says in many places in there that if we train up a child in the way he should go, he would not depart from it. And I believe that, I really do. And I will say this before I go any farther in this about the fathers and the men. There is a picture, I guess you could put it this way, of a true father, and you'll find it in the Word of God, okay? There is a true picture of a father, and you'll find it in the Word of God. Can I say to you, you will not find it out there on the streets. You will not find it on your TV. You will not find it in Hollywood, if you allow me to put it that way. You will not find it in the bar rooms. You will not find it in the fighting arenas. You will not find it in places like that. But if you want to see a true father and what a father is supposed to be, you will find it in the pages of your King James Bible, okay? Agree with me, say amen. Amen. I believe that from the depths of my heart. I believe we find a pattern, if you will, in that. With that said, I believe, and what I want to do this morning is I want to focus in on one part of what a father should be doing. One point that I believe that God's laid upon our heart, and me and this has already been preached to me. I've already been on my knees, so you ain't no better than I am. Just get ready. It's the only way I know to put it, okay? So get ready. We're going to look at this very deeply and very in depth because I'm going to be honest with you. I believe the reason that our society is in the way and in the shape it's in right now is because men have failed to be men. You can't look at these women and blame them, okay? The man is the head of the house. The man is the head of the house. Amen. You can disagree with me, whatever you want to do. That King James Bible tells you that right there. Wives, you are submit to your husbands. Amen. This ain't popular preaching. It'll be all right. We'll get through this, okay? Amen. I may have to amen it, preach it myself, but it'll be all right. Amen. Wives are to submit unto their own husbands. Wives are to obey their own husbands. People don't like to hear that, but it's true. Amen. I'm done killing the spirit before I even get started. Brother Steve, you better pray for me. Brother Doug, you better pray for me. Amen. Listen, I believe it's time that we get away from all this junk that's going on out there and the way that the world would have you to have your home, and time we get back to the way this Bible tells you to have your home. Amen. I do believe that. Children, you are to obey your parents. Amen. You are to obey them. You are to reverence them. What they say is law. Amen. Amen. What they say is rule, okay? I believe that. I believe the Bible teaches that. I believe the children are to obey their parents. You don't have a say-so in the matter. We're living in a day and time. Now listen to me. I ain't even got to the scripture yet. That'll be all right, okay? We're living in a day and time when children think they have an option. They feel like they have rights. They feel like they can do this and they can do that. You don't have any rights to what mom and daddy gives you. Amen. Mom and daddy's the rule. Amen. Mom and daddy's right. And I do believe that. You say, preacher, I can't believe you'd say that. I can't believe that you'd say something like that. You're getting ready to get in trouble with the government, with the law. Bring them on. Bring them on. Amen. I'll stand on that King James Bible till the day I draw my last breath. Amen. And we'll preach. That's the truth. And that's the reason that our society is in the shape it's in. It's the breakdown of the home. Amen. It's that we've not taken that position in the way the position is supposed to be. And it's been broken down by the people of the world. Amen. By these people. But, let me go here. But the reason that it has been broken down is because the men have not stood up and taken the position that they should take. Okay? I do believe that from the depths of my heart. And one of the main things that I believe that we have failed in, okay, one of the main places that I believe that men have failed, now listen to me closely here because this is the message, okay? We failed to blow the trumpet. We failed to blow the trumpet. Amen. Preacher, what's the trumpet? That's your trumpet. Amen. That's what we are to go by. That's what we are to proclaim. That is the law. Can I go ahead? I'll read the scripture here in a minute, okay? God just really food my soul this morning. Can I go ahead and nail this down right here? There is not a law on the books in Washington, Raleigh, or anywhere else that supersedes that King James Bible. That King James Bible supersedes every one of them. And if there is a law that is on the books that goes against this or tries to go on top of this, this is what we are to go by. Because God supersedes any of them. I don't care who they are, what their name is, what their position they take. It does not matter, okay? That book right there, and God supersedes all of them. Okay, that's the reason that I can preach to you with this type of authority today is because the Holy Ghost, God through the Holy Ghost, is speaking through His King James Bible to you this morning. Okay, stand with us if you will for the reading of God's Word. We'll get into this. That didn't cost you anything. It's extra. Okay, we give you the message now. Numbers chapter number 10 and verse number 1. We find the children of Israel in a place that's, if you allow me to put it this way, is a very dark time, I guess, in their history. We find them, I guess it should be one of the greatest times in their history, because they just come out of the land of Egypt there. God's led them across the Red Sea, and God has delivered them from the hands of the Pharaoh. They ought to be shouting glory. I'm going to be honest with you. They ought to be at the height, wherever you want to put it there, they ought to be at the height right there. But what happens here is they're getting ready to go into 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Preacher, why did that happen? Because some men didn't stand up. Because some men didn't trust God. I didn't say women. I said men. Because they didn't trust God. I hope by the time I get to the end of this message, men, I hope it gives us a zeal that we want this to, we want to stand like we've never stood before, okay? As I look at this, and I began to study this morning, God gave me this, and I thought to my soul, oh God, how we need this message. Oh God, in the day and time when we look around and we see our worlds turned upside down, our homes turned upside down, the divorce rate skyrocketing. And I'm going to be honest with you right here. Folks are shacking up rather than marrying. Amen. There's ungodliness all around. There's homosexuality and lesbianism all around. Oh God, help us to stand against this stuff. Amen. You say, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. Well, maybe the choir needs to be singing. Amen. Maybe the choir needs to be raising their voice against this. We've been too quiet too long. Amen. We find the nation of Israel here in a place in their history here that is a very dark place, I guess you'd say. But God's getting ready to lead them anyway. I say glory to God. Amen. Ain't He good this morning? Ain't He good? Yes, He is. Thank God. Look with me in verse 1 of chapter 10. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them, notice this, for the calling of the assembly and for the journeyings of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Notice he did not say the door of their tent. Notice he did not say down at the psychiatrist. Notice he didn't say down at the lawyer's office. Notice he didn't say down at the doctor's office. Okay? But what he said is when they blow that trumpet, they are to assemble themselves around the tabernacle. Can I go ahead and say what I've been saying for many years? It's time we quit centering our lives around everything else other than the church. And it's time we center our lives around the house of God, okay, and the things of God. Notice we in verse 4. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves into thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. Now notice verse number 8, the first statement here. And the sons of Aaron. You need to underline that in your Bible, because I'm going to preach this morning on the thought, the sons of Aaron, it's time to blow ye trumpet. The sons of Aaron, it's time to blow ye trumpet. Notice the rest of this verse. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow the trumpets. And they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. Notice the last statement here. I am the Lord your God. That wasn't me speaking. That's God speaking. That's the scriptures, okay? You need to understand that. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we come again thanking you, God, for grace and mercy. Thanking you, Lord, for all that you've done for us and how good you've been to us. Oh, God, we love you this morning. God, I just want to say I sure do appreciate your mercy, your grace, that you allow us an opportunity to come back in your house. Oh, God, we're begging for the Holy Ghost to come in our midst. Oh, God, we're begging for the Holy Ghost to come and have free reign and speak every word that needs to be said here today. Oh, God, help us this morning to preach as a dying man to a dying people, God, I pray. Father, I stand in a great need this morning. Please, Lord, help me, God, I pray, that I not utter a sound, that I would not speak a word, but that you, Father, would come and speak to your people, God, that you'd come to speak to the people that's under the sound of my voice, that your will would be done, and every word that needs to be said, you would speak it, Lord, and you would savor it with the Holy Ghost of God. Help us here today, Lord, I pray that I would do to get myself out of the way and you would speak those words. Father, I pray for a fresh oil and a fresh unction this morning to be able to preach the way you'd see fit and to preach, thus saith the word of God. Bless the people this morning. Oh, God, if there's one in our midst this morning lost, please, oh God, if they've never bowed their knee and accepted you as their Savior, oh God, please don't let them leave until they come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, reach out into that heart and bring old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction as only you can do. Help us today, Lord, I pray. And Father, whatever's accomplished, I'll bow my weak and unworthy heads, Lord, and I'll give you praise, I'll give you glory, and I'll give you honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated.
Notice with me, if you will, in verse number 8, and this is where, again, I want to take our text this morning. And please, church, I want you to please listen to us this morning. Be very attentive to the Word of God. It's been a long time since I've had a burden for a message like this, and God give it to us so clearly. And I just want to try my best to mind the Lord. But please, let the Holy Ghost speak to your heart this morning as we look into this Word. I notice in verse number 8 there, a statement here made. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow with the trumpets. I began to look at this, and I'm going to be totally honest with you right here. This jumped out of the page at me, almost scared me to death. I'm going to be totally honest. As I seen this, and I seen that word there, the sons of Aaron, okay? And I thought about this, how it is, if you will, Father's Day, and how that we do celebrate our fathers. And I do want to say this. I thank God for my father, okay? I thank God for a godly man that took me to church, and he did rule his house, and I say glory to God for that. I really do, and I appreciate that. And he led me in the right direction that I should go, and kept me in the house of God. And I do believe this. I believe the reason I'm able to stand up here and preach is because he gave me a good foundation, okay? I do believe that's the reason I'm not daddy called, okay? Say amen. There's a lot of daddy called preachers out there, but I ain't daddy called, okay? Daddy didn't call me, God did, amen. But he gave me a foundation to go from and to build my life upon. I say glory to God for that, okay? But as we look here, I see this statement that says, and the sons of Aaron. I got to looking at this, and I thought about the Aaron there as he began to be priest. And if you study there, he goes with Moses down there into the land of Egypt, and they begin to lead the children of Israel out. I've always thought this funny right here, that when Moses was talking to God up on the mountain, And Moses told God, said, I can't talk. I can't go down here and do this. And he said, all right. He said, I'll send your brother-in-law Aaron. He'll go with you. And they got down there. But you know what Aaron said when he got down there in front of Pharaoh? Nothing. Aaron didn't say a word. Amen. Moses done all the speaking. That's the way God works, ain't it? Amen. But Aaron there has been with Moses all the way through. But God does realize, and looking ahead again, that Aaron will not be able to go into the promised land. Aaron will not be able to go into that place. So right here he settles and he sets some things in order for the children of Israel here, that Aaron's sons will be the priests that will blow the trumpets. They'll be the priests that will do the priestly duties in the tabernacle. And when the temple is built, that lineage there will be the ones that will do the priestly duty in the temple. Everybody agree with me? Say amen. Okay, you're along with me. Say amen. Amen. All right. We find that the lineage, if you will, or the sons of Aaron will be the ones that will do all these priestly duties. I know your thoughts already. First thing everybody thinks about when they see that and see the priests, they think, well, that's the preachers. Well, that's the preachers. Well, just to make sure I nail this down, okay, before we go any farther, turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter number 1 and verse number 6. I want you to turn there with me, and I want to read this all the way over in the last book in the Bible, Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 6. And I'm going to give you time to turn there. Because as we look in the book of Numbers here, we do find the children of Israel, and we do find that all this happens in their history, and that the priest is set up. But when Jesus came and died on the cross for my sins and your sins, what he did, he fulfilled the law. He fulfilled everything before. So when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, then what happened was we became kings and priests. So we individually stepped into the shoes, if you will, or stepped into the place of the Levites there, stepped into the place of Aaron's son. Everybody agree with me and say amen. Look with me in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 6. The Bible says here, well, let's read verse 5. That's too good not to read. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Somebody ought to say glory, hallelujah right there. Amen. He said in verse 6, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In other words, so let it be. That's exactly what has happened. Is now we are the priests. Everybody agree with me? Say amen. All right. If that be the case, then that I said a minute ago, as we look and we examine our lives and we examine our duties and everything, I believe one of the greatest duties that we have is to blow the trumpet. Amen. I believe we are to blow the trumpet. Ladies, if there's ever a time in your life that you need to say amen, it's this morning, okay? I'm giving you free rein and opening the door for you. You can say amen all you want to, okay? Listen, as we look at this, I believe one of the things that we need to be doing in the day and time we're living is we should be blowing the trumpet, amen? I believe we ought to take this old Bible, and I believe we ought to be standing on it. I believe we ought to be preaching it. I believe we ought to be teaching it. I believe we ought to keep it in the house. I believe we ought to put it inside there. I believe we ought to be reading it to our kids. I believe we ought to be reading it to our spouses. I believe we ought to be reading it to everybody that we can, because that Bible right there is exactly what this world needs. The reason the world is turned upside down, and I try my best to be very careful and not say this a whole lot, talking about how bad the world is. But I'm going to be honest with you, I look out there and it's in bad shape, amen? But the only way that it's going to be fixed, it ain't by doctor this or doctor that, but it'll be by the preaching of the Word of God. It'll be when men and women come back to this old Bible and get lined up with it, amen? And then our land will be healed. Then things will change, amen? I do believe that. As we look in this, I look and I thought about two different things. And I've only got 2 points this morning, so we've only got 2 hours to preach, okay? Say amen. The first one we find is the condition of the trumpet. Notice the condition of the trumpet, if you will, in verse 2. What's this trumpet made out of, preacher? Well, I like this because this is good. Amen? This is a good part. The Bible says here, make thee 2 trumpets of silver. Did you get that? Of a whole piece shalt thou make them. He's got 2 different trumpets there. And he said, take them trumpets. He said, make them out of silver. Now, silver in the Bible, when you see it, it speaks of redemption is what it speaks of. It speaks of how we've been redeemed. Amen. I like that song, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm glad I've been redeemed this morning. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I've been redeemed. If you've not been redeemed, I can promise you today, he can redeem you. Amen. He can save you today. Amen. Oh, thank God for being redeemed. Preacher, what are you going to blow when you stand up there and blow the trumpet? I'm going to stand up there and blow it. Redeemed. Redemption. Amen. You know what this world needs? They need redemption. They need salvation. Because until, now you listen to me very closely, until they get saved by the grace of God, they'll go just like they're going now. Until they get saved by the grace of God, they'll keep on doing just what they're doing right now. The reason the homosexuals and the lesbians are doing what they're doing right now is because they've never been saved by the grace of God, and they don't know better, amen. But if they'll get saved by the grace of God, God will show them better, amen. God will show them right. The reason, you listen to me very closely, the reason they're out there and the abortion rate is so high is because they're lost and undone. The ones that are doing that, they don't know no better. They need redemption today, amen. They need to be redeemed just like you and I did. We can't look down our old fire sickle nose at them. We got to say they just need to be saved, amen. Hey, you can put anything in there you want to. The reason that the divorce rate is so high, the reason that they don't care anything about marriages anymore and don't care anything about homes anymore is because of lost folk. They don't know any better. And I'm going to be honest with you right here. There's a lot of saved folk that's gone totally blind. Amen. Spiritually blind.
Amen. The devil's took them and fed them a counterfeit, and they've gone stone blind to it. Amen. Hey, you listen to me. It's time us men stand up and proclaim the word of God. I believe that. Listen, by the time we get to the end of this message, every one of you may be mad at me. If you do, that's fine. But I'm going to stand on this book. Amen. I'm going to stand on this book on the day I die. Amen. I believe I'm preaching the truth. You can say amen or owe me one, whichever you want to. I believe what this world needs today is they need redemption. Amen. They need to hear that silver trumpet of being blown. Amen. You know what that word is right there? That's redemption. Amen. That's redemption. It's what that is. And that's what this world needs to hear. Notice with me in that scripture it says this. Make those two trumpets of silver, but notice this, make it of one piece. One piece. Can I say this? One piece. There ain't but one way you can be saved this morning, and that's through and by the Lord Jesus Christ and His blood. For by grace are you saved through faith. There ain't but one way. He didn't want an uncertain sound coming out of that. I'll get into that here in just a minute. But what he wanted was that one trumpet to be made all of one piece. He didn't say gold had to be part of it. He didn't say copper had to be part of it. He didn't say brass had to be part of it. But he said, I want nothing more than the silver. Nothing more than redemption. I'm glad I'm saved today. Amen. That's all I need, salvation today. Amen. I don't plus nothing, minus nothing. Amen. I didn't do anything to merit it. Amen. I didn't do anything to merit. I can't be good enough. I can't walk enough. I can't pay enough. I can't do enough to get saved. Amen. It's through and by His blood, calling on Him. Amen. Hey, it's made of one piece. It's not pieced together. I thank God this morning that God's the one that got this plan of redemption together. Amen. And when He got it together, He didn't piece it together. Amen. He got it together and it was one piece. Amen. There's no flaw in it. Amen. It's exactly the way God intended it for me from the foundation of the world. Amen. Just that lamb that was slain there. Hey, I'm glad it's one. Amen. That lamb was slain from the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ. And I'm glad to say today that that's the only way you can be saved. Amen. It had to be a silver trumpet. Had to be all of one piece. But then I thought about how that trumpet, was beautiful, I'm sure. And how they got that trumpet up and they began to blow. And they several different ways they blowed it. You can read in the scripture here. I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to get nowhere close to the end of the way this message was going the way I wanted it, or the way I supposed, or the way I thought God had it laid out. But I'm just minding the Lord. But as we look at this, they sounded it several different ways. There was a sound, there was an alarming, there was certain different ways that they blowed it. But I'm going to be totally honest with you out here, somebody had to practice with you. Amen, somebody had to practice with you. Felicia, she's gone to taking fiddle lessons. I say, glory to God, she's had one lesson. And then there the other night, she was practicing, it sounded like she was strangling a cat. Love you, honey. She's going to get bigger. She's going to get better, okay? But she's not to the place where she can play it good yet. Well, I don't see about taking maybe a 5-6-year-old of Aaron's sons and handing him a trumpet and saying, here, blow this thing. No, they had to go through some training. You study it. They had to go through some training. They wanted to make sure when they reared back and they blowed that horn and they blowed that trumpet there that it made exactly the right sound. You read over in the book of Corinthians. I think I wrote this down here. Copying it down, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 8 says this, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? In other words, can I put it in layman's terms and good old country terms, it had to be blowed right. Amen, it had to be blowed right. You could take that Bible that you've got laying in your lap right there and you better be blowing it right. Amen. The Bible says in the scriptures over there that it is a spiritual book and it is spiritually discerned. And the reason it is misinterpreted so many times, and I said this the other week when I was talking about and preaching on you must be born again. The reason is because that we look at this book through fleshly eyes, and we don't allow the Holy Ghost to come and give us the correct interpretation. This Bible, this trumpet, listen, men, we need to be blowing it, amen? But we better be blowing it right, because otherwise it's going to be leading them in the wrong direction. Amen. We better be blowing it right. We better be standing on it. I believe we need to be blowing the trumpet, but you listen to me this morning. You better be digging it in yourself, and you better be knowing the book so you can blow it right. We look around, and I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I look at churches today and these so-called social clubs and churches. It bothers me big time, because they're leading folk astray. Letting them live every ungodly way they want to live. Come in a house of God, or come in the building, whatever you want to call it. Sit down on a pew there and let a man speak, stand up and tell you how good you are and make you feel good, and then turn you back out the door and let you go. He'll send you to hell that way. I'm preaching you the truth this morning, that there's a way that we are to live, and there's a way and a correct way we're to live, amen? And it's written down in that Bible right there that we must go by. We got to sound the trumpet and sound it right, amen? We better be a sounding the correct way. I thought about this. They had a couple different, three different ways, or maybe even more, that they'd stand up and blow the trumpet. But in this scripture right here, it says they blowed it, and then it said they blowed an alarm. Two different things. One of them was for gathering around the tabernacle. The other one was for gathering up and getting ready to go on their journeys. Then you go down to verse number 9, and there was another one that was blown when they got in there into war, and they began to fight against their enemy there. He said, if you'll stand up and blow the trumpet, he said, I'll remember you, and God will deliver you and save you. Amen. That's what he said. Verse number 9. So I find about three different places here, three different ways they blow. Listen, men, if we don't blow it right, instead of gathering around the tabernacle, they may be going over yonder. Instead of going to battle over here, we might need them to go to the tabernacle. They'll be going back over there. We need to be sounding it correctly. Amen. I'm still talking about the condition of the trumpet. Listen, we need to be sounding it, but we need to sound it correctly, I believe. Oh, I look sometimes again, and I see so many places, so many people is sounding it incorrectly. Sounding it incorrectly and just letting folks live any way they want to live. Amen. Say amen right there. Can I go ahead? God's nudging my heart, so I'm just going to have to go ahead and preach it. There is in this Bible, you listen to me very closely, there is a dress code. Amen. And it's for men and for women. It's for both, okay? There is a dress code in that Bible. You can agree with me, disagree with me, either one you want to. When Brother Doug, I believe it was, talking the other day, and I told him, a lot of churches worry about the pants, women wearing pants, women wearing skirts, and this and that and the other. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I've seen some skirts I wish they were wearing pants. Amen. Amen. I'm right. It's in the book. Amen. He said dress in modest apparel, and I've said this so many times. If you've got to pull down here and you got to pull up here, you need to go put you some clothes on. Amen. Men alike, exactly. Amen. Don't you listen. Don't you walk out of the house with your britches down around here, okay? Nobody wants to see your underwear anyway. Amen. They don't want to see that. Pull your britches up and act right. Amen. I believe I'm right. Amen. You said, preacher, you gone to meddling. No, I'm in the book. You read it. It's in the book. What I'm doing this morning is I'm sounding the trumpet, and I'm telling you the truth of the Word of God. Amen. We better get right. Amen. That's the problem out there, is because we haven't stood in here.
That's right.
Amen. That condition of that trumpet, it's got to be sounded right. I believe, thank you, Lord, for the thought. I believe them men that stood up there and began to blow the trumpet, I believe they had to be in good shape. I believe they did. If they didn't have everything in good shape, they didn't have some good lungs, they'd draw back and go to blow, and they'd get about halfway in, they'd be going, huh? But they'd stand back, and they had to be in good shape. I don't know. They may be excited. I don't know. But they had to blow it right. We need to keep ourselves in good shape so we can blow the trumpet.
Amen.
Amen. We need to keep ourselves in the right place, in the way, in God's, if you will, in God's will, so we can blow the trumpet. Amen. Can I say this? And I don't know why the Lord wants me to go here, but we're just going to mind the Lord. I ain't even got close to the outline. I've thrown the outline out the window, Brother Mike. But God's nudging our heart here. If you're going to post scripture on Facebook, make sure you're right. Make sure you're right. I seen something this week that bothered me. Had a verse of scripture down at the bottom of it, and I have no clue what the verse of scripture was. I'm just going to be honest, but I seen it as a verse of scripture. And in the picture, showed this lady walking out through a field half dressed. Scripture at the bottom of it, and a lady half dressed walking out through the field. You tell me that's right. You tell me that's according to that King James Bible. It ain't nowhere near. Preacher, are you mad? No, I'm just sounding the trumpet. I'm just sounding and telling you it's time that we stand against some of these things. It's time we get ourselves correct before we sound the trumpet. I see some of the craziest junk I've ever seen on Facebook. If you're going to put it on there, make sure you're right, okay? Make sure it's right. I got a dear friend of mine. Doug knows who he is. And we all talk about horn cussing. Anybody ever horn cuss somebody? You bunch of liars. You ever horn cussed anybody? Go ahead and raise your hand. Everybody has. Somebody pull out in front of you. Roar! Yeah. This friend of mine going to church one Sunday morning. Guy got in front of him. He's running late. Guy got in front of him. Boy, he's flashing his lights. He's blowing his horn. Get out of the way! Going on. He finally pulled over. The guy pulled over out of his way. Boy, went on, got to church. Come in, sit down right about there. He said, lo and behold, here in just a minute or two, that person come in. That person he'd blowed the horn at come in, walked around, sat down right in front of him. And then come to find out it was the visiting evangelist. He said, I felt like just going down underneath the pew. Funniest thing I ever heard, amen? It happens, don't it? It happens. You see what happened right there was he wasn't right before he got to church. I get there myself. Every one of us is there. If we're going to sound the preacher, what you say? I'm going to say, if we're going to sound the trumpet, we better be right ourselves. And I'm preaching to men and women right here both, okay? If we're going to sound the trumpet, let's make sure we've been in that book and we know what we're sounding. We know we're making the right sound. Otherwise, we're going to give them an uncertain sound. And then if there's an uncertain sound there, they're not going to prepare themselves to the battle. They're not going to prepare themselves to follow you. They're not going to prepare themselves for the feast days. And I'm probably not going to get into that. But anyway, they're not going to follow in the right way if we don't sound the trumpet right. Amen? I do believe that. I thought about the condition of the trumpet. Let me give you number two. I told you I wasn't going to preach for 2 hours. The cause of the trumpet. The cause of the trumpet. Anybody remember the scripture over there in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, when David goes to fight Goliath? And before he makes it to fight Goliath there, he comes in, and you remember his father has sent him there to the battlefield with the cheese and to take him to his brethren and find out how his brethren's doing. And he goes there, and David's older brother, Eliab, I believe his name is, Eliab there looks at him and basically belittles him and says, what are you doing down here? Said, why ain't you up there keeping them few little old sheep that Daddy told you to keep? Now, I'm paraphrasing, okay? You read it when you go home. But so what are you doing down here? So he's belittling him. And David, being the man he is, and actually let me point this out, that he is king at this time. He has already been anointed as king over Israel. And David looks at his brethren there and he says this, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? You read it in your King James Bible. Is there not a cause? Is there not a reason for us to sound the trumpet this morning? Men, listen to me. Fathers, listen to me. I believe there's a cause this morning. I believe we need to be sounding our trumpet as loud as we can. We have a cause. Preacher, what's my cause? Your children, your spouse, your friends. I could go on and on. We need to be sounding the trumpet. If for no other reason, now listen to me very closely, because God told you to. If for no other reason, for God told you to. Notice with me in verse number 8. Bible says here, and the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow with the trumpet And they shall be to you for, notice this, an ordinance forever throughout your generations. Did you notice that ordinance there? That word ordinance has the thought of a law, if you will. Or this is what you are to do. There is no question about it. God has told you to do this. Okay? It's an ordinance. Men, I say one more time. It's time we stand up and be men. Amen. It's time we take the leadership in our houses. That means, listen to me very closely right here, that means providing for that house by physical means, putting food on the table, providing a safe house, if you will, a roof over their heads, providing them what they need, and we are to work our fingers to the bone to do that. It is, listen to me closely right here, it is long past time that we need to get those folk, those males, listen, up from being lazy, laying on the couch, watching TV, watching a ball game, or playing a little old game, and get them out in the fields working, preparing for their families. Amen. I believe that. Amen. It's time that we provide for our families. But, listen to me, it goes farther than just food. It's time we take spiritually and we provide for our families. Amen. How many of you this morning, listen to me closely, and I'm trying to hurry. How many of you this morning has got a family Bible in your house? I see your hand. How many got a family Bible in your house? Hold up high. Huh? Okay. Some has, some don't. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Now let me ask you a question. Where's your family Bible located? Think about it. Where's it located? Well, let me ask you another question. I'm getting close. That's all right. Okay, it'll be all right. How much dust is on it? None, because it's in the closet. Huh? How much dust is on it? Huh? You know what that family Bible was used 4 years ago? Not for birth certificates. Not for marriage certificates. Not for driver's license. Amen. You know where I'm going with this. Amen. That family Bible was used to lay out there on the table and everybody gathered around that family Bible and began to read the Bible. And that family would stake their lives on that Bible, and that family was, if you will, centered around that Bible. Now I understand, listen to me, I understand that you've got your own Bible today, and when you all study together, you want to take your own Bible, read your Bible. Anything wrong with that? I say glory to God for that. Amen. I do. But I wonder how many people come in of a morning, if you will, or excuse me, come in from church and lay it on the coffee table and they don't pick it back up till next week. Amen. Somebody say go ahead. Amen. Oh yeah, listen to me. It's time we get around that Bible. It's time that we blow the trumpet. Men, it's time. It ain't the women's responsibility, it's your responsibility. It's time us as men stand up in our homes and take that Bible and center our lives and our homes around that Bible. All right, listen to me. I said a minute ago, it's an ordinance, it's our, it's what God told us to do. I believe we ought to step out a little farther and say we ought to keep it in our hearts while we're on the job. When we're at Walmart, when we're at the garage getting the car fixed. Amen. I praise God, and I'm not kind of sending any business this way or anything, but I go out to Baker's a lot. Everybody know where Baker's Automotive's at. And I told my wife the other day, we was out there and had the car worked on, I told my wife the other day, Brother Kevin, I said, I appreciate a place that I can send my wife and send her out there to get that car done because I may be doing something else. And she can take that car out there and I don't have to worry about that language. I don't have to worry about what she's going to see. When she walks in there, she sees Bible verses on the walls. My family, I can even send my daughter with her out there. There's a lot of garages you can't do that. There's a lot of places you cannot send your family because of the stuff that they'll see. You listen to me. I'm right. And I praise God for a place like that. I do. But what that is that sounding that trumpet. That's taking that trumpet and sounding everywhere we go. Amen? Everywhere we go, we ought to be sounding the trumpet. Read with me in this scripture, and God's nudged my heart right here, and we'll close. If you will, read with me in the scriptures on down through here. There is a cause for the trumpet to be sounded. There is a reason that these sons of Aaron were to offer up the sound of the trumpet. Notice with me, if you will, in verse number 3. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of congregation. I wish I had about 3 more hours to preach on this message. The first thing is, it'll assemble the folks around the church. If there's ever a place you need to sound the trumpet, it's here in the church house. It's right here. Read with me verse 4. He says, and if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are the heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. In other words, they know exactly who's supposed to come. Amen. They know exactly who's supposed to come. You know who's supposed to be in the house of God today, don't you? You. Amen. Verse 5. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. In other words, it starts over on the east side. When they blowed that trumpet one time, those folks on the east side would get up and begin their journey. The folks on the south side, when they blowed it a second time, would get up, start their journey. The ones on the west side here, they'd blow it another time, and they'd get up, start their journeys. The one on the north side there, boy, they'd get up, and they'd blow the trumpet, and they'd get up, and they'd go on their journeys. You know what that trumpet did? It got them ready for the journey. Amen. It got them ready for the journey. I don't know about you, but I want these kids to be ready for the journey. I'm looking at some teenagers. I'm looking at some children in here that's going to face some hard things. Amen. Those of you that are older even than I am, you would look at me and tell me I've been through some hard times. I've been through some terrible times. I've been through some storms in my life. Would you agree with me? Say amen. We've been through some hard times. You know what got you through that? Somebody blew the trumpet. The only way I've come through some of the things that I've went through in my life is because somebody somewhere has blown the trumpet and told me I could trust in that trumpet. And when the trumpet sounded, I could follow it. Amen. I could follow that Bible. And that's the only way that I made it through. Well, what's going to happen to our kids if we don't sound the trumpet? What's going to happen in the future down through there if we don't sound the trumpet right? Amen. We've got to sound the trumpet this morning, men. We've got to. Men and women alike, but I say the men this morning. Read on with me, verse number 7. He says, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. Did you get that? You shall blow the trumpet, but don't sound an alarm. In other words, when they're all together together. Notice with me in verse number 8 again. Or excuse me, verse number 9. Let's skip on down there. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets. And ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Let me stop right here just for a second and point something out here. I'm trying to hurry. But as we look at this right here, he did not say that they would sound the alarm and sound the trumpet there to get everyone to come fight the battle. Read the scriptures. Read it with me. He did not say that it's when it comes time and the enemy's attacking, that's when you sound the alarm and everybody will gather themselves together and go out there and fight the battle. That is not what that verse says. That verse says is when you are already at war, you're already fighting the enemy, you're already in battle, that's when you sound the alarm too. Now you'll sound the alarm to get folks rallied for the battle. But when you're in the midst of the battle, sound the trumpet. Why, preacher? Because the Bible says in the last part of that, he said, because God will remember you and God will save you from your enemies. He said, hey, when you get in the battles of this life, just sound the trumpet. Amen. Just sound the trumpet. Let God take care of it. Amen. We are going to go through trials. We are going to go through hard times. But what we got to do, just sound the trumpet. Amen. And let God take care of it. I've thought about this. I wonder all these times that the trumpet is being sounded. I wonder what it sounded like, Brother Matt. I wonder what it sounded like. You know what the trumpet did? The trumpet not only assembled everybody, but it let their enemies know there's something going on. It let their enemies know, look out. Huh? Amen. When they stood there and they sounded that trumpet, not only was the children of Israel, listen, the children of Israel wasn't the only ones that heard it. They heard it all over the lands, all their neighbors, everywhere around. That meant Israel is gathering around the tabernacle. That meant that Israel is getting ready to have a feast day. That meant that Israel is getting ready to go to battle. That meant that Israel, God's getting ready to move on Israel when the trumpet was sounded. Amen. Church, it's time we sound the trumpet so everybody around us, everywhere around, knows God's in the midst. Amen. If we'll sound the trumpet, I believe God will do that. Look at verse number 10. I'll give you this and I'll close. We find here in verse number 10, he says, also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days. Those days are feast days, by the way. They're the days that they would have to come together. Before they began their feast, that's when they would come together and they would blow that. Next part of this says, and in the beginnings of your months. They kept time. They kept time with the blowing of their trumpets when the month started. You shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. You know what that is? That's your worship. You ain't going to worship unless you're blowing the trumpet. Amen. You ain't going to worship unless you blow the trumpet. And over the sacrifice of your peace offering, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. And then I like this last. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. Listen to me this morning. I believe God's told us in this word right here, we are to blow the trumpet. There is a cause for us to blow the trumpet. I see folks dying and going to hell every day. And if we don't blow the trumpet, that's where they're headed. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you have never been saved, you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior. I do not know your heart. You may have been in this church for 75 years, and it ain't even been here 75 years. But if you've been here all, it does not matter. Listen to me very closely. And you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you're headed to a place called hell. Right. On that authority of the Bible, you are headed to a place called hell. But I've got good news. I'm standing here blowing the trumpet this morning. I'm standing here blowing the trumpet, and because I am blowing the trumpet, listen to me closely, he's still in the soul-saving business. You know when the trumpet's going to fail, it's going to stop sounding? It's when Jesus comes back to get his church. And then there'll be no trumpet sounding. There'll be no sounding of the trumpet. Listen to me. It'll be too late then. Amen. So if you're lost this morning, today's a good day to get saved. Let me blow the trumpet and let you. Amen. Let me take the trumpet and show you how to be saved. But men, listen to me. It's Father's Day. God burdened my heart with this morning. I believe if there's ever a time in our life that we need to stand and we need to blow the trumpet, I believe it's today. Our world gets darker and darker by the minute. Our nation looks to me like it turns more for Satan than it does God by the minute. I look at some of the things, and I'm going to be totally honest with you out here. For me to see it, it's something. Because I don't even watch the news. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't watch the news. I don't listen to a lot of that junk. I watch folks out there, and it just, you don't have to go far to see it. Folks turn their backs on God. It's time we blow the trumpet, because that's what they need. There's coming a day, and I'll close with this here. There's coming a day of one of two things is going to happen in your life. You listen to me close. Everybody look this way. Everybody listen to me. There's coming a day in your life when one of two things is going to happen, and you do not know when that day is. We were talking yesterday about Miss Rena just last week. She mowed the yard. She got over an acre to mow down there, pulling weeds, doing good. Now she's in the hospital up yonder getting ready to have open heart surgery. Just like that, her life changed. And just like that, your life can change. But there's two things coming in your life, I can promise you. One, two things coming. Is you're either going to die and you'll meet your maker. Or number two, the rapture will come and this church is going out of here. And either one of them, there is no more hope. There is no more. Well, preacher, I'll just run get in the altar. Nope. No, you won't either, because the Holy Ghost will be took out with us. You listen to me closely. Men, it's time we preach. It's time we spread. It's time we blow the trumpet. Amen. I believe that. Let's stand to your feet this morning.